Hello, and thank you for listening to today's episode of JET Cast, the official podcast of the Journal of Athletic Training. I am your host, Luke Donovan. This month, we will feature two article reviews over two short episodes. For the first episode, I will summarize the article titled, Use of Patient-Reported Outcome Measures in Athletic Training, Common Measures, Selection Consideration, and Practical Barriers, by Dr. Kenneth Lamb and colleagues from A.T. Still University in the Keller Army Hospital. For the second episode, I will provide a summary of an article that integrates both disease and patient-oriented outcomes when assessing the effectiveness of an intervention in patients with chronic ankle instability. As a reminder, the articles discussed today can be found on the JET website, natjournals.org. And please remember that all content from JET is open access to all readers thanks to the funding from the National Athletic Trainers Association. Let's survey the scene. Over the past decade, efforts have been made to increase assessing patient-reported outcomes, or PROs, within standard patient care and clinical research across the global healthcare system. By routinely including PROs, in addition to commonly reported clinical outcomes, as part of a comprehensive assessment, clinicians can better identify the efficacy of interventions, identify treatment patterns, and highlight areas for improvement. All in all, understanding the patient's perspective on their wellness is vital to providing whole person health care. Within the athletic training profession, the use of patient-reported outcome measures is included as part of the most current athletic training education standards. PRO measures provide a method to capture what patients value and determine how interventions alter those outcomes. These measures can be further defined into three classifications, which are generic, specific, and single item. Generic measures provide a broad assessment of a range of health domains and capture multiple dimensions of health-related quality of life. Specific measures are designed to assess a particular injury, illness, or body region. Finally, single item measures offer only one question about a patient's health. Despite efforts to include PROs within clinical practice, it is estimated that only 26% of athletic trainers routinely use PRO measures. However, the specific questionnaires utilized or rationalized for incorporating PRO measures within practice remain unknown. Therefore, the purpose of the article by Dr. Lamb and Associates was to describe the most commonly used PRO measures by athletic trainers and to describe reasons some athletic trainers elect to not use PRO measures as part of their clinical practice. The authors developed and validated a survey to identify athletic trainers that use or do not use PRO measures as part of their clinical practice. Athletic trainers who were identified as PRO measure users answered additional questions about which specific surveys they use. Participants were also asked to rate the importance of specific selection criteria, examples being time to complete, ease of interpreting, and established measurement properties, when evaluating whether or not they would adopt a specific instrument into practice. Participants who indicated that they do not use PRO measures were asked to rate their reasons for not using those measures. Regardless of group assignment, all participants answered demographic-related questions such as sex, years of experience, professional athletic training degree, and current job setting, among others. The survey was distributed by way of email using an online questionnaire to almost 18,000 athletic trainers. Approximately 1,700 athletic trainers completed the entire survey. Among individuals who completed the survey, around 22% reported using patient-reported outcome measures, while 78% reported not using PRO measures. Those reporting doctoral degrees, those holding professional athletic training degrees at the bachelor's level, and those working in clinic, hospital, and military settings reported the use of PRO measures more frequently than other groups within the same respective variable. Athletic trainers who identified as using PRO measures reported that they most frequently used specific, followed by single item, and then generic measures. The frequency across the three categories ranged from 62 to 89%. Of the athletic trainers who used specific patient-reported outcome measures, the knee, foot and ankle, and shoulder were the most commonly reported body regions. The least common body regions were the neck, head, and wrist and hand. When selecting a PRO measure, athletic trainers valued questionnaires perceived as being easy for patients to understand, shown to be valid and reliable, easy for clinicians to understand and interpret the scores, and for being relevant to the types of conditions commonly seen in athletic training practice. Overall, the lower extremity functional scale, the disability of the arm, shoulder, and hand, the Oswestry Disability Index, the foot and ankle ability measure, and the numeric pain rating scale were the patient-reported outcome measures most commonly used. For the athletic trainers who do not use PRO measures, the most commonly reported reason for not utilizing them within their clinical practice was the lack of support structure, such as technology and staff. The time it takes clinicians to analyze, calculate, and score was also highly reported. And then finally, the time it takes the patient was the third most commonly reported reason as to why athletic trainers elect not to use patient-reported outcome measures. Overall, the study reconfirmed the previously reported low percent of athletic trainers who regularly use patient-reported outcome measures within their clinical practice. To build from previous literature, this article identified common barriers and highlighted reasons why athletic trainers do not use patient-reported outcome measures within their workplace. Strategies to foster new load maintenance technology that does not require support should continue to be explored, as this may assist with delivery and scoring. Well, that is it for today's JAT Cast. Please remember to rate and subscribe to podcasts, which is available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, YouTube, and Stitcher. You can find more information about upcoming podcasts and other JAT events on our Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram accounts at JAT_NATA. Thank you for listening, and keep a lookout for part two of this JAT Cast episode.